SRN News, I'm Greg Clugston in Washington. Investigators are looking at a possible cause of a deadly fire in Switzerland that killed scores at a New Year's Eve party.
The belief is sparkling candles on top of champagne bottles set off the fire at the busy La Constellation Bar at the Crans Montana Resort when they came too close to the ceiling. About 40 people were killed. This man, Oscar, got out.
Everyone was banging on the windows and stuff, screaming. It was like a horror movie, but they couldn't get out. I think the windows were too thick.
The candles give off a stream of upward shooting sparks. The resort is in a small town. I'm Ed Donahue.
The FBI says it disrupted a New Year's Eve attack plot in North Carolina, arresting an 18-year-old who allegedly pledged loyalty to the Islamic State group. The man is charged with attempting to provide material support to a foreign terrorist organization. Authorities say he shared attack plans with an undercover FBI employee. President Trump has issued a warning to the Iranian government.
As economic protests spread across parts of Iran, President Trump writes on his Truth Social platform that if Iran violently kills peaceful protesters, the U.S., quote, will come to their rescue, end quote. Trump writes, we are locked and loaded and ready to go. At least seven people have been killed in violence surrounding the demonstrations.
Correspondent Donna Warder also reports that a member of Iran's Supreme National Security Council said that any U.S. intervention would lead to chaos in the entire region, as well as, quote, the destruction of U.S. interests. On the first trading day of the year, stocks were mixed. The Dow Industrials rose 319 points for a 0.6% gain. The S&P 500 added 13, the NASDAQ down 6. This is SRN News. Correspondent Michael Harrington reports that the Bible gets a trigger warning at one British school.
The University of Sheffield has attached the red flags to portions of the scriptures that are being studied by students in classical literature classes. The trigger warning says that verses recounting Christ's crucifixion and Cain killing Abel, quote, depict graphic bodily injury and sexual violence. This has sparked outrage across England amongst Christians, clergymen, and theologians, many of whom point out the verses in question are not graphic, nor are they sexual. Michael Harrington reporting.
Eight-time Grammy-nominated gospel singer Richard Smallwood has died at age 77. His songs were recorded by artists including Whitney Houston. Smallwood was a music pioneer at Howard University in Washington. After college, he taught music at the University of Maryland and went on to form the Richard Smallwood Singers, bringing a contemporary sound to traditional gospel music. This is SRN News. Police in the Washington, D.C. area have arrested three men from Romania with strong ties to an organized crime copper theft ring.
The three men living in College Park, Maryland, were running a copper theft ring in nearby Loudoun County, Virginia. They were allegedly stealing copper from the area construction sites as part of an international organized crime group. Investigators believe they netted at least $3 million in stolen copper. State and federal authorities say they commit the crime, cash out, travel back to Romania, their home country, getting out of town as fast as they can.
Correspondent Bill Alexander there. The new year is bringing higher health care costs for millions of Americans. Enhanced tax credits for enrollees in the Affordable Care Act have now expired, and Obamacare premiums are rising by more than 100%, according to KFF. The end of those subsidies affects people without health insurance from an employer. SRNnews.com.